integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Do you want arms like Michelle Obama? Do you watch TV and see strong, buffed arms that everybody desires? Well, we have right now today an expert in this field. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to the 2013 Masters CrossFit Champion, Dr. Way to Go, Holly Lucille.
That's really cute, but you know, I have to say thank you very much, but it's only in my division and my age group. So, but it
You've
was
won one more CrossFit champion than the rest of us. I know Sonar has not. He's our producer, and Kevin have not won CrossFit champions. You are our expert. You are our leader.
Well, it was a whole heck of a lot of fun. But, you know, let's talk about somebody else, Michelle Obama. People, because she looks great, and her arms, people just die over. One of the things that I'm really, really, really concerned about is that people might actually be dying over her arms because, according to a new report, all right, by the published by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, greater than 15,000 patients, and 98% of those patients are females, spent over $61 million. $61 million in liposuction in the arm area, okay? Now, there is something called, here it is. So there's liposuction, of course, that means taking a small slit in the back of the arm and basically pulling out that fat. Lipo is fat, okay? So suction, you suck out that fat. Well, there has been few cases where I have seen this actually be effective. And here's my worry. It's a tremendous amount of money. There's also something called a brachioplasty. Okay, so you've heard of rhinoplasty. That's your nose. That's that rhinoceros. No, rhinitis is... It's right, exactly. It's like, so itis, inflammation of the nasal canal. So rhinoplasty is... having a little bit of plastic surgery around your nose area. Some people do it for cosmetic reasons. Some people do it for functional reasons. But it's the brachio. So that you're talking about the back of the arm where it's basically an upper arm lift. Now, this procedure actually costs around $4,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or the cost of like 5 years at a gym.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, though, I'm just a little bit concerned because that I think as naturopathic doctors, first do no harm, use the least invasive methods first. It's a pretty invasive method. Now, for some people, they might be ideal candidates. They've been working on a weight loss program for a long time. They've succeeded at that weight loss program. They've lost hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And I know these women. I do. And guess what? We got to get rid of that skin because that's very hard. It's been stretched. And you can do that cosmetically. But if this is your only choice when it comes to wanting arms like Michelle Obama, we've got to think again because there's a better way. Wouldn't you say?
Well, I would, but I have two questions for you. And I do consider you an expert on physical fitness just because of your medical background. You're a nurse previous to that, along with a woman who lives what she says. You're in great shape. Okay, you're in great shape and you battle it. I mean, you're at the gym. I'm calling. I'm on the way to the gym. I'm on the way back from the gym. So you earn a good body from working hard. Two things. First question is, do you think Michelle Obama may have been a negative role model because her arms are so fit that became like the rage? I mean, you know, people wear what the Queen wears in England, right? Sure. We don't have royalty here. Our presidents and things are the closest thing to it, that maybe that became a fad or a style, and that felt, women maybe felt pressure. Do you think that maybe Michelle Obama inadvertently became a role model in the negative fashion for that? As well as, can women do it, get those arms without surgery? Those would be my two questions.
Sure. So I really appreciate that question. But, you know, I feel like if we actually think about Michelle Obama and the way that she looks physically as a negative thing, it's all in our perception. And if it's all in our perception, then we become victims victims of that. It's like she can't help how she looks, or she can actually. She could eat more and she could become less attractive, more obese, et cetera. Not that obese people are unattractive. You know what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, no, but she could let herself go.
Sure, she could let herself go. But I think that, you know, what's important, if we are inspired by somebody, instead of saying, I want to be like her, you know, or I want her, or, ooh, I hate her because she looks like that. How can we focus on ourselves? How can we, if we want to change, not worry about the future or the past so much, but really focus on the future and the little steps that we put one foot in front of the other to make that change happen, to get closer to our desire? Because I think that's what's inspiring. And guess what? Instead of being a victim of your situation, you automatically become a creative cause. If you see something, that glass half full, okay, it's like, I would like more of that. Okay, well, then what are we going to do to go and get that? So that
was... Let me throw a case at you then, okay?
Sure.
You have a woman comes into your office. She is, you know, maybe has 30, 40 extra pounds on, and she was talking about her body, says, I don't like my arms. But she also then says, but my mother had these arms, and my grandmother, it just runs bad. Is this we talk about the genetics versus the application, the trigger and gun. Can women beat this? Can you say to this woman, you can get your arms back?
Yeah. Here's the thing that I've always said about genetics is that, you know, I think for the most part, and it's true, there are things that are you're genetically predisposed to. They might have a little bit of influence, but I gotta tell you that genetics load the gun. Your lifestyle, who you are and how you behave, pulls the trigger, and it doesn't always have to be that way. So in saying that, what's really important is to understand there are ways. Here's the best research that's been out there right now is the high intensity interval training. What does that mean?
Love it. Yeah.
You're not going to lose the weight and lose the fat by getting on the treadmill and walking for 45 minutes a day, walking your dog. So many people come into my office and I ask them about exercise and they're like, well, I walk my dog. I'm like, well, good for your dog. I'm like, let's talk about you now. Okay. Also, weight-bearing exercise, very, very important. The more that we push against resistance, right, we break down muscle tissue, we build it back up stronger, and that lean muscle that we are building during that process actually burns calories throughout the day, so extremely, extremely important. And it's something that can truly help with this issue.
Mm-hmm. I want to start some summary a little bit early with this because it was a lot. The first thing is that if I'm hearing you right, that you can beat your genetics. If you feel like your arms are not in shape, but you're just, my mom had them, my grandmother had them, you're telling me that shifting the type of exercise, first of all, getting exercising and moving, and then shifting the type to the high interval training techniques that you've talked about. We have other shows on that. Please listen in for that. You're telling me you can beat the genetics. And also that Michelle Obama, women out there, if you're feeling pressured to get those arms, understand you can do that with the right type of exercise that we'll teach you at Radio MD. Please don't be one of the 15,000 patients just last year in 2012. 98% of women who spent $61 million on arm liposuction. I'm hearing an expert, and Holly, you are an expert. You keep your head down a little bit too low sometimes. You went out and you won a competition at CrossFit. Good for you. You're
thank
an
you
expert, and thank you for doing that. But what you're also saying is you can beat those genetics by doing the right type of exercise. And in lining up for surgery, you've not seen a lot of good success with that, where you're seeing consistent success in the gym. If I summarize that right, because these are important points, this is people's bodies and self-esteem here.
Well, and it's also not. It's also decreasing the risk for you're under the knife and you're under anesthesia. That's always a very risky. Usually, the risk benefit ratio. You know, the benefit outweighs the risk. But in this case, I'm not exactly sure, especially when there's alternatives. So yeah, very much so. And I also think that it's a pocketbook issue. That's a lot of money, and a lot of people don't have that, and they're so desperate. But if you're willing to just slow down and every day be consistent about getting closer to your desire, I think it can happen for sure.
Well, RadioMD, RadioMD.com. Look up that high interval intense training techniques. We've got other shows on it. Listen to that and understand that with effort in the right training techniques, you can have arms like Michelle Obama. I can't, but Holly already has them. RadioMD, you stay well out there.